I am so excited to announce my newest baby, a book for parents all about tongue tie. Tongue Tie for Parents is the book you need if you have any questions about whether there's a tongue tie, how to get treatment, if your baby needs treatment, how to go about it, how to make decisions, how to help you and your baby recover. All of that is in this ebook. Every day I get questions from parents like you, and I know you need answers. Tongue Tie for Parents is built from the same step-by-step protocol I use when families sit across from me in my office. It's the information that you need for clarity, for confidence, and to help you make care decisions based on your own goals, because that's what's most important. You shouldn't need a Google search to get answers. You aren't crazy or overreacting. You are trying to figure out what is best for you and your baby. It's here and ready for you. Tongue Tie for Parents is an easy download. You can have it today for only $27. Go to tonguetieexperts.net/parentbook or follow the link in the show notes, because you and your baby deserve clarity, not confusion. You're listening to the Tongue Tie Experts podcast, a weekly program providing information and support for those families impacted by tongue and lip tie and the professionals caring for them. I'm Lisa Palladino, a midwife and a lactation consultant with over 30 years of experience. If you are a parent looking for answers or a professional who is curious to learn more than what you learned in school on this topic, welcome. This podcast is for you. Welcome back to this episode of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. I'm Lisa Palladino. Just for reference, if you don't know who I am, I'm a midwife. I'm a lactation consultant. Started out many, many years ago as a registered nurse. And I'm on a mission, and my mission was challenged today in a Facebook post, which is always interesting and exciting. I don't know if it's excited me, enraged me, all of the above, to explain a little bit better about why I do what I do, and how important it is to do what I do and why I do it. And what I do is teach professionals and parents about tongue tie. So I was asked in a post, let me give you the backstory. And if you see I'm stumbling on my words a little bit, it's because I did not prepare a speech for this. I did not prepare any type of script. I'm just inspired. That's the word. I am inspired today to come on and explain what the whole story is here and why I do what I do and why, yes, I do teach doulas about tongue tie. So there was a post that I put up into a group of lactation consultants talking about the sale of my course. And if anybody's interested in the course, it's at tonguetieexperts.net/professional. It's always available. If you're listening to this live, when I record this in August, there's a coupon code. So ask me that and I will give you the coupon code. Otherwise, if you're listening on the podcast, there's always discounts going on. So, and special sales and bonuses. So just message me if you're interested in the course. Or look at the links in the bio. There's always links to what's going on and what promotions are happening. So I posted about the course being on sale this week and the bonus that's going on. And someone asked me why or if I thought it was a good idea to include doulas and the students that I allow in my professional course. Now, right on the top of my page, it says, all professionals welcome to join. And there's a very good reason for that. And I say, and it's really hard to list everybody. So don't get offended by the order of things. I say doctors, midwives, nurses, lactation consultants of all initials, speech language pathologists, myofunctional therapists, OTs, PTs, CSTs, osteos, chiropractors. I think I've included everybody. Dentists. And yes, doulas. And doulas are some of my favorite people. Why are doulas some of my favorite people? Because as a midwife and as a labor and delivery nurse for a lot of years, I was doula-ing as I was midwifing or as I was guiding my patients as a nurse in my practice. I feel that the role of a doula is vital for those who want to have control or empowerment in their birth, to have somebody, someone advocating for them. That was always my favorite part of my role in birth, right? There's so much involved in birth when you're a nurse and a midwife. But the empowerment, the helping that family to have the birth that worked for them under the circumstances that are going on for them is really important to me. When I was practicing as a midwife, my doulas were the extension of me. And I don't mean that in a subservient point of view. I mean that I always worked together with the doulas that were in my practice, whether I was a nurse or a midwife, depending on what stage of practice we're talking about. And some of my best friends are doulas. So why do I think it's important for a doula to know about tongue tie? Am I saying that we don't need IBCLCs and that we don't need specialty training or anything like that? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is we need everyone who sees a mama and a baby who may be watching their breastfeeding to understand the signs and symptoms, to doula them through the process of figuring out what's going on. So I've heard from many groups, I'm in a mastermind, and I've had a lot of feedback from doulas or people who work or educate doulas saying that a lot of doulas do not feel confident in their breastfeeding management skills. They haven't had enough. You can be a doula and not learn about breastfeeding. You can be a nurse or a midwife and not learn about breastfeeding, right? A doctor, you name it. So it's important for them to have generalized breastfeeding skills. It's also important for them to recognize what's not normal so that they can refer to the people who can support that family. When that family is not getting support from their other healthcare providers. In a lot of cases, the only healthcare provider a woman will see in the very first days is her baby's pediatrician and her doctor, or maybe her midwife. And then she's sent for 6 weeks, come back in 6 weeks, or as far as the baby goes, it's usually 2 weeks. So what happens when things aren't going right? Who's seeing them? Typically, it's the doula, right? And so the doula can say, wait a minute, I learned about tongue tie. Maybe we should look into connecting with someone who can give you more help. Or maybe you should read this. Or maybe they can give the handouts that I include with my course so that they can help that family get the help they need or feel like they're being supported or make a decision. Yes, this is tongue tie. Or no, that doesn't sound like me. Or I don't feel comfortable doing that, but at least I have the information. Does that make sense? So the doula is often the first line for that family. So the doula is vital to know what's going on. Do I think doulas should be examining a patient's mouth, a baby's mouth, examining physically if their scope is not other inside the baby's mouth? No. And that's not what I'm saying. And for anyone who's taken my course, they know this. And they also know that you don't have to examine inside the baby's mouth to take advantage of all the skills that are learned in assessment and supporting families by education through tongue tie assessment, treatment, and recovery. So this is not look in the mouth and measure or anything like that. This is so different. This is comprehensive, holistic assessment based on signs and symptoms, based on assessment tools that often the family is. If you support families with infant feeding as a lactation consultant, SLP, therapist, doula, or other provider, you won't want to miss this. I'm Lisa Palladino, certified nurse midwife and IBCLC, and I'd love to invite you to my free 3-day video training, Why Tongue Tie is Missed and How You Can Learn to Spot It with Confidence. In just a few short videos, you'll gain the clarity you've been craving around tongue tie, what to look for, why it's often missed, and how you can better support the families in your care. It's free, flexible, and made for busy professionals like you. Sign up now at tongueTieExperts.kit.com/free. That's tongueTieExperts.kit.com/free. The clickable link will be in the show notes. I'll see you there. Is doing. So that was another thought that came up for me. I'm teaching parents, right? And we should be teaching parents and empowering families to understand what could be going on. We should be trusting them. We should be trusting other healthcare providers, and I consider a doula a healthcare provider, to know what to do, to take the right path, to stay within their scope. We should be trusting families with information and not gatekeep the information from the family, from the doula, from anyone on the healthcare team because they're not a lactation consultant. Heck, there's a lot of lactation consultants that I have heard of who have not given appropriate support to families that need. So getting back to scope of practice issues, that's all covered in my course. The whole first module, the whole first video is, I think it's the first video, it might be in the second video. After we do assessment tools, we talk about scope of practice and how to know your own and how to find other people's scopes, other professional scopes, so that we can all work together. Because we need to work together. We need to drop the gates down, no more gatekeeping, everyone come into the same room, learn together, network with each other, refer to each other, visit each other's offices, hang out socially with each other so we get to know each other and trust each other, and treat together. So if anybody's interested in learning about treating together, where do I have? There's a podcast episode about the team approach. We've talked, look at my episode with Christina Goodhart, who's the speech language pathologist who's on my team. We've got lots of patients together. I've told a story of my granddaughter. You can see pictures of my granddaughter's release. And she had cranial sacral therapy before, during, and after the release. I network with chiropractors, with dentists, with osteopaths. You can also see pictures of the osteopath on my Instagram feed. We all should be in the same room. So why do I include doulas? The same reason I include everyone. Because if only IBCLCs can learn about tongue tie, then more families are going to fall through the cracks, because most people will never see an IBCLC. Most people who want to breastfeed will give up breastfeeding before they see an IBCLC for many reasons. Can be availability, can be financial, can be exhaustion and confusion. It can be just postpartum conditions. The first few days after a baby's born are vital in this journey. And often the only support that the family gets is through the doula. And the doula is there. A good doula is there on speed dial, usually visiting the next day, and feeling like an advocate for that family. And every doula, I think, should know the signs and symptoms of lip and tongue tie, when to refer, who to refer to, and understand what is the preferred treatment, so that if the family doesn't seem to be getting the right treatment, they can guide them along the way. They can say, you know what? I learned in a course that there should be some exercises. So let's find a doctor that can help us to do it this way. Or if the family asks their opinion about things, they have an opinion because they learned about it. They're not Googling things. They've learned about it from a professional. They have handouts. They have education to share with the families. So if any of this is intriguing to you and you haven't taken my course, reach out. If you're listening live again on Facebook or Instagram, reach out today. There's specials today. If you're listening on the podcast, just look in the show notes for the latest promotions and the latest discounts and latest bonuses. There's always something going on. And if you're interested in joining a community, our Latch and Lead community is starting very soon. At the time of this podcast, it's probably going to already be started. So look for the link to join Latch and Learn. Latch and Lead. Told you. No script today at all. Thank you so much for being here with me today. And reach out with any questions. And thank you, doulas, for all the work you do. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. Check out the show notes for useful links about the topics we discussed and for ways to follow us on social media. Please subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. And if you enjoyed listening, we'd love it if you'd rate, review, and share with your friends and colleagues. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Are you a healthcare professional working with breastfeeding infants? Wish you knew more about assessing and treating tongue ties? Earn continuing education credits and transform your practice with the Professional's Guide to Tongue Tie in the Breastfeeding Infant. It's perfect for any practitioner who works with infants and their mothers, especially those working through feeding challenges. Learn to identify who needs treatment, build a qualified care team, and provide holistic care options. Discover the ins and outs of phrenotomy, including procedure preparation and best aftercare practices. By the end, you'll be confidently supporting breastfeeding families armed with the latest protocols and be part of an interdisciplinary community of experts just like you. Tongue ties are nothing new, but the right way to assess and treat them is. Ready to make a real difference? Join now and become a tongue tie expert. Sign up today at tongue-tie-experts.net/professional and become the evidence-based resource that your community needs. To show my gratitude, I'm offering you a special discount as a podcast listener. Use code PODCAST40 to save 40% off today.